Li'ilui Nishmas Abba Mori Zichrono Livracha. We're starting with Simin Tof Ayin in Hilchos Pesach. Tainus Bechorim. Ha'Bechoros Mis'anim Be'erev Pesach Bein Bechor Me'ev Ma'av Bein Bechor Me'em. The firstborn fast on Erev Pesach. This is Zecher L'Nes, that they were saved from Makas Bechoros, that all the Egyptian firstborn Bechoros were killed. Now really, that happened on the first day of Yom Tov, at night, at midnight. So really the fast should have been on Yom Tov, but it can't be because it's Yom Tov, you have to eat. So therefore they moved the fast to the day before. And it's whether you're a Bechor from the father or a Bechor from the mother. And some, even the women, the female Bechors fast. But that's not the minug. The Medrash says Makas Bechoros was even on the firstborn women, but since in the Torah the special status of the Kedushas Bechor goes to the men, not to the women, so the meaning is that the women don't fast. The firstborn women don't fast. Well, now the Mishnah Berurah says that if a person has a headache or doesn't feel well, then he's allowed not to fast. And furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, if the fast is difficult for you, for the Bechor, and then if he fasts, then he's going to have a hard time with the mitzvos at night, matzah, maror. He's not going to feel well. So then he doesn't have to fast, and he's allowed to eat, but he should try to eat. He should try to eat not that much, because since Taka is supposed to be a fast day, he says, Toby, Yoko Rakmine Targima, just eat a small amount of food and don't eat the full amount. Well, we're going to see later that the meaning nowadays that the Bechoros don't fast. Rather, they attend a Siyum instead. Sif Beis. Imchal Erev Shabbos B'Shabbos. Imchal Erev Pesach B'Shabbos. What if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos? So some say you fast on Thursday. Some say you don't fast at all. And the Ramah says the meaning is you push the fast back to Thursday. If Erev Pesach is on Erev Shabbos, then you would talk a fast on Friday itself. Well, now the Ramah continues. V'noagin kisha'av b'chor ha'em misan atachas b'noha b'chor kisha'adayin katan. If the father himself is also a b'chor, he has to fast for himself, and now he has a child who's also a b'chor, so the mother fasts, in the sense, for the child. V'imena'av b'chor, if the father himself is not a b'chor, then the father fasts for the son until the son gets older. So that's what the Ramah says. Then in a regular case, if the father's not a Bechor, he'll fast for his firstborn son until the son's old enough for himself. If the father's a Bechor himself, so then he's fasting for him. He can't also do double duty and count for his son. That's what the Ramah says. Well, here the Mishnah Berurah says that some poskim hold that the mother never has to fast, and the tainus of the father counts for her son as well. It does do for her son as well. It does count as double duty for himself as for her son. And that's the minhag, that only the father fasts and the mother never fasts. We follow that view of the Yesh Poskim in the Mishnah Berurah. Oh, Sif Gimel. Ha'isnis misana be'erev Pesach kadesh yochem atzel tiyavon. If someone is has a very weak, small appetite, and if he eats even a little bit, it'll ruin his appetite for the evening, so he should fast an Erev Pesach in order to eat the meal, eat the mitzvos, eat the matzah at night with a strong appetite. Well, in general, what that means for us nowadays is if a person has a small appetite, he should eat only a little bit an Erev Pesach to make sure that he has a good appetite for the Seder. Now, here the Mishnah Berurah goes into the idea of making a Siyum. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes that there's a minhag, and this has become the standard minhag, that the Bechorim don't fast in Erev Pesach. It's too hard, it doesn't work with the Seder, then it will be too difficult. And therefore, they eat it as Sudas Mitzvah. And what's the minhag? The minhag is you make a Siyum, and everyone joins the Siyum, and then, since you're eating at the Siyum, that allows you to eat during the day. Even though the Bechorim themselves didn't learn the Masechta, since they're joining with the Messiah at the Sudas Mitzvah, they're mitzarev to his suda, and that's the minhag nowadays that the firstborn go to a siyum on Erev Pesach. Now, the Bechor should preferably hear the Siyum, what the Messiah is saying, and eat at the Siyum. Now, there's a whole discussion: is a person allowed to rush a little or delay a Siyum in order to fit it into the Making Siyum in Erev Pesach? And guidelines, quotes, the minigis, we're making on that, and that's what's commonly done, that people find a way to make a Siyum on Erev Pesach. Now, what can you make a Siyum on? Either a Masecht of Talmud Bavli or Yerushalmi, or a whole Seder of Mishnayos, or a Sefer of Nach that's learned with a Perush, or you finish one of the four sections of the Shulchan Aruch. Now, it's very interesting that Rabbi Nevin Sol Shlita has some comments about making a Siyum. Number one, Seder on Maseches Tamid. Maseches Tamid is eight blot of Mishnayos and Gemara. Rabbi Nevin Sol quotes that the minig is you can make a Siyum on Maseches Tamid, and it counts as a Siyum. And then Rabbi Nevin Sol says a fascinating chiddush. He says, let's say a person learns a Masechta, and he knows what, he understands it, but there are some topics he didn't get exactly. There's a sugya or two he didn't really understand fully. Rav Nevin Sol says you can still make a Siyum. Why? What's his proof? Because this is what he says. Rashi, Bekama Makomos, writes, Eini Yodea Levarim. I don't know what the pshat is. So you see, we assume Rashi made Siyumim. So Rashi himself admits he didn't fully understand the Pshat and the Gemara, and there are lists where Rashi goes he does not sure. Therefore Rav Nevin Sol says that even if a person doesn't understand every part of the Masechta, he's allowed to make a Siyum. Oh, just one story about the Maseches Tamid. Rav Nevin Sol's son Rav Chizkia told us the following. There's a whole discussion whether a person is allowed to listen to music nowadays. Most people are mako on that you listen to music. You're not supposed to listen to music when you wake up and when you go to sleep. But in general, listening to music, we're mako. However, some poskim are machmir, that you shouldn't listen to music unless it's at a simcha, like at a wedding or something. That's the view of Moshe Feinstein, and that's also the view of Rav Nevin Sol. He doesn't listen to music unless it's at a simcha. And that's the view he followed in his home. So his kids, Rav Chizkia, said, we wanted to listen to music, but we weren't allowed to. So what did they do? He said in his house, the children, the boys, took turns every Erev Shabbos. One of them made a Siyum on Maseches Tamid. And then that allowed all of them to listen to music as part of celebrating the Siyum. And that was the norm. Every house has a norm to it. The norm in the Nevin Sol house was that if you wanted to listen to music, you made a Siyum on Maseches Tamid on that Friday. Rav Chizkia said it got a little humorous. He said when he left home for the first time, and he was away attending yeshiva, and his roommate went to put on music on Erev Shabbos, and in the room, and Rav Chizkia said, no, quick, make a Siyum first. And his roommate thought he was crazy because most people out there listen to music without making a Siyum. But in the norm in the Nevin Sol house was you make a Siyum in order to listen to music. This is an important idea. What's the norm in your home? The norm in your home is that you go to Minyan. The norm in your home is that there's nice Jewish music on in the background. The norm in the home is that there's Lima Torah. The norm in the home is that the Shabbos table doesn't have Lashon Hara. Every home has its norms. And you have to work on making sure that the norms in your home are very proper and very strong. So in the Nevin Sol house, that was the norm regarding listening to music. Okay, we'll stop here.